Okay, Brian, in this episode, we have an idea from ex-user at pure_rich, who said, shower thought, why is no one doing outbound for pizza? Quote, hey, this is Gigi from Gigi's Pizza calling. You ordered last week. We have a pepperoni pizza ready and could deliver it in 10 minutes. You hungry?
How cool is that?
How cool is this idea?
Usually, I don't find the action of outbound sales to be cool. It's necessary in a lot of companies, and its results can be cool if you work at the company. But when you're on the receiving end of an outside sales, it can be a little annoying. But I think this is a cool idea regardless.
If someone tries to sell me pizza, I'm a little bit more open than someone trying to sell me car insurance. If you have something really cool to offer, then the calculus changes.
And I've received emails which try to sell me a pizza. I don't think those would be as effective as somebody calling, hey, this is Gigi. I might buy that pizza.
Even if I wasn't hungry for pizza, if someone told me that it was ready and they could have it to me in 10 minutes, I might have to accept. It's almost like it's a deal that's too good to turn down.
If somebody takes the time to give you a call and try to sell you a pizza, you have to admire the grit that it takes.
That level of hustle is pretty cool. And even if I didn't want the pizza, I have to respect the fact that it was offered. And offered in that way.
I do worry that it would eventually turn into telemarketing.
Like most ideas, most cool ideas even, the desire to make money off of them and make a lot of money tends to ruin them. And while fundamentally outbound for pizza makes sense, it could get annoying really fast.
Outbound implies that it is somebody who is physically making this happen. They're cold calling a warm pizza. If it is an automated message, that's not outbound.
No, and I don't think I'd order a pizza from an automated message. The extra human touch goes a long way.
I do think that if somebody was on the phone with me trying to pitch a pizza, they would more successfully upsell me on toppings.
You know, when I'm using the online portal to order pizza, I'm a little bit more discerning because I see that price tick up a little bit.
Hey, this is Gigi from Gigi's Pizza. I was just talking to your neighbor, Eric. He actually ordered pizza that had sausage and onions on it as well. He told me it was one of the best things he ever tasted. Do you want to try that pizza?
I think that would work.
I might not even have to ask Eric. I would just trust that she talked to Eric because she said it.
It's the same principle of when you go to a restaurant and you ask, what's good? What is the waiter like? What are the specials? You usually take that recommendation and make an informed decision off of it.
More so than the pop-up banner that says, other customers have liked onions.
I don't know who other customers are. I don't even know what this algorithm is that's telling me what other customers like. That just isn't as compelling of a message.
It's a lot easier to say no to a robot than to a person.
Now, as a pizza outbounder, yes, you've got this very long list of potential customers to call, right? People that have placed previous orders. But what if someone that placed a previous order didn't like your pizza?
I would think that if you're calling past customers, then you're more likely to hit than to miss. The challenge is that you're more likely to hit in the time between 5 and 6 o'clock and any other time of the day. So you can only make so many calls during that hour.
Especially if you want to keep a human at the helm, you can't do hundreds of calls. I mean, it is limited in a sense, but if you're a pizza place that's just trying to drum up a little bit of business on a slow Tuesday night, I do think this could work.
What happens if you want to call, place an order of a pizza, but then the phone line's busy because someone's outbounding?
That's a risk as a pizza outbounder you've got to be willing to take. Sometimes when you're trying to make a sale, you lose a sale that was coming your way. You've got to be really smart about when you get on the phone and when you let the phone come to you.
Yeah, it's not cool as a pizza place to not be able to take somebody's order when they want to get a pizza. But it is cool to surprise and delight.
And that customer might be more likely to be a repeat customer as opposed to the person who was calling in on their own and just said, oh, I guess not. The surprise and delight goes a long way.
I was just sitting on the toilet and I got a call. It was the pizza shop and they said, you want a pizza? And I said, wow, I guess so.
I would remember that for the rest of my life.
We've actually in the past given out pizza for ideas.
And if you have an idea, you can give us a call at 848-863-9917.
No pizza, but you will get a podcast episode, one of the few.
And you know what? At this point, with only 24 episodes left, that's worth quite a bit.
More than a slice of pizza.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.